Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? What's going on? Episode 60, I think it's 60. Well, anyway, what's up? Welcome back. And off top, as always, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to stupid old me talk about crazy shit. I appreciate it. I really do. Tell your friends. Tell somebody, man, please. I need to find other avenues to advertise my podcast, man. I gotta stay on it. I gotta get better. I gotta help this thing grow. Man. So what did I do this last week? What did I do? Did some shows, those were fun. This was pretty exciting. So Saturday, after spending the entire day with my son, running around mall, Chick-fil-A, Sam's, I get home, it's like five something. And I realized, oh shit, I have some friends in, not in town, but nearby. My boys, D-Lay and Jay Reed, they opened for Bill Bellamy. And Bill Bellamy was in town. And I was like, damn, I need to get down there and see them. So after running around all day, I jump back in the car, drive an hour and 15 minutes down to Richmond. D-Lay was there. Jay Reed was off doing some other stuff. But I got to see D-Lay. Very funny dude, man. He's originally from Louisiana. Moved to Vegas. Now he lives in L.A. Very funny dude. Check him out. D-L-A-I. I believe it's D-Lay on all social media. Check him out. Very, very funny dude. So I got to meet Bill Bellamy for the second time. He didn't remember me, of course. Dude meets thousands of people every week. So after the first show, I kind of helped him take pictures and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, hey, man, you want to stick around and do a guest spot on this second show? And I was like, man, I can't. I got to get back home tonight, maybe tomorrow. I can't tonight. He goes, well, once you come back tomorrow. And I'm like, let me just make sure my wife doesn't have anything going on. I'll come back. And I got to be honest, deep down inside, I was like, I really don't want to do this because it's not my crowd at all. He brings out a demographic that I just don't, I just don't appeal to. But it's Bill Bellamy. I can't tell him no. So I tell my wife and she's like, yeah, go up there and do it. And I was like, yeah, I know. I got to go back up there. So I was expecting to have like a pretty chill weekend. Shows on Friday, chill on the weekend. So text D-Lay back early Sunday morning. I'll be back down. So it's a two-man show. So I'm like, I'm wondering when I'm going to go up. Are they just going to announce me? I'm going to go up very, very first. Am I going to go up first? Or is D-Lay just going to do like maybe 5-10 minutes, get the crowd warmed up, and then I'll come do 5-7. And he'll go back up and do his 25 extra minutes. And they get there late. They show up late. And I'm like, so what's going to happen, man? How are we going to do this? He's like, I'll just go up there and get her warmed up. And let me say this. I've told people in the past. In my career, I've seen a couple people that I'm like, you know what? I'd never want to follow that person ever. One being Vince Morris. Never want to have to follow him. And two, D-Lay. Never want to follow that dude. I did it for years. Oh, a little background. I know D-Lay from Vegas when I first started. Dude is a monster. Dude is a crowd killer. High energy, silly, crowd work, jokes. It's just like, I mean, he gets the crowd whipped up in a fucking frenzy. Just all over the place, got a towel swinging it. He's yelling at people, stomping, yelling, screaming. I mean, he's all over the place. The dude is a phenomenal comic, phenomenal performer. And my style is like way more laid back. I can't say awkward, but it's polar opposites of D-Lay. So and I'm thinking like, oh God, I hope he just doesn't get these people too worked up because my style is just way more laid back than his. And it's just like a conflict of styles. And the fact no one knows me. And it's just like a crowd of like mainly black chicks. And it's just like they're already worked up. this dude talking about big dicks and people and women getting fucked, and they just, I mean, it's crazy. So this dude, I was like, man, just don't stick it all the way in, man. Just leave me something. You know, we're kind of laughing. He's like, oh, I'm just going to get it warmed up. Dude does a half an hour and destroys. People falling out the chairs. I mean, standing up, fist pumping. I mean, it's just crazy. And I'm like, oh, my God. With every laugh, my stomach is just falling deeper and deeper into my body. I can't lie. I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to hop in my car and get the fuck out of here. I don't want to follow this. It's been so long since I ever had to do something like that, man. It's been a long time. And I can't lie. I probably shouldn't say it out loud, but I was terrified. I was like, man, these people are going to fucking hate me. Not that I'm not good. It's just a clash of styles. It's a clash of styles. No one knows me. They're expecting to see Bill Bellamy, and here comes some fucking nerdy dude with glasses talking about hummus and getting beat up and all this type of shit. And so he brings me up, and I do all right. I do fine. My set goes fine, man. So I got myself worked up for nothing. I did fine. But just to see him do that in front of me, I was like, you know what? I'm cool with just not doing a guest spot. But shout out to Bill Bellamy. Not that he listens to my podcast, but he told me he listens every week, so I appreciate that, Bill. But shout out to Bill, man, because I'll tell y'all right now, I'll be 100% honest. A lot of y'all favorite black comics, if you're a fan of comedy, they don't have a lot of black openers. They would prefer to be the only black person on their show. So I mean, for Bill Bellamy to give me an opportunity like that to do some time on the show, and actually for him to sit and watch me for a few minutes is cool, man, because he's one of those breakout stars from that early 90s Def Jam crew, and great dude, man. Very, very good dude. I can't really call him a legend or a pioneer, but he's an icon in the black community. I guess when it comes to like urban comedy, he's just one of those guys who really got their break on that show and really paved the way for a lot of black comics in that era. So it was awesome. Gave me some good advice, you know, and I took Roy Wood's advice and just didn't say anything. I just shut up and listened, you know, didn't try to give any of my, you know, points or not. Just shut up and listen, you know. Don't even really ask questions if it's not really pertinent. Just be quiet and say, yes, sir. And I got to hear some advice from one of the, you know, comics in the game who's been doing it for 20 plus years, and they've seen it all, you know. They've seen it all, the highs and lows, you know. They've seen everything, and it's cool to be able to get that wisdom passed down. And so I took a picture with him the night before, sent it to my cousin Dave. He immediately sends back a picture that he and my other cousin Chan took back in 1993 with Bill Bellamy. And I was like, you know what? When I go back on tomorrow, Sunday, I'll show it to him. I showed him the picture. He was very appreciative. You can tell on his face that he really appreciated that picture. You know, I sent it to him, and he said, man, that brought back so many memories. You know, you could just see it in his eyes, how that just brought back those memories of him first catching heat and everything was new when he's headlining and people wanting your autograph and taking pictures and stuff. So it brought him back to a good place, which was awesome, man. So I thought that was cool. So I figured I would throw that little tidbit in. So again, shout out to Bill Bellamy. Shout out to D-Lay. And all that went down at the Richmond Funny Bone. So that was really, really cool. So that's something that happened to me. What the hell happened? Friday, did some shows at Fellini's, Mag Jackson and Tommy and another dude. I can't remember his name. I feel bad. I can't remember his name, but they came down from Atlanta. They did some shows at Fellini's. Had a great time. Shout out to those guys. I feel like a complete asshole. I can't remember his name. I feel bad. I feel awful. Ugh. Oh, well. If I remember it later, I'll shout him out, but I can't remember his name. I can't. So what else is going on? You know what? I'm starting to see these, my arm. I played football today, and that's not good. I threw a football today, and I probably shouldn't have. My shoulder's killing me. As y'all know, I had surgery. It's been 6 months, but it's still certain things. I'm kind of like, I probably shouldn't do that. But I did. It was a good test. I didn't rip it, so. Oh, starting to see this shit. I'll be honest. I used to be part of this group. And I'm slowly backing away from this group. They're not for me. I'll say that. They're not really for me. Even though I would love to. There's some I would like. I used to be one of these big anti-Jordan people. The sneakers. White people. Talked a lot of shit about people who wore Jordans. And who are obsessed with them. And I see this meme about, you know, they got a picture of a couple pair of Jordans, $190, $200 on one side. And on the right-hand side of that meme, it's like, you could have bought a website. You could have did this. You could have did that. And it all adds up to $200. And basically saying for $200, you could have started your own business, but yet you chose to buy some shoes. And it's just like, I get it, but that's kind of fucking stupid. It's just like, if you don't have an idea for a business, why the hell would you start a business just to start a business? If you want to start a business, I'm pretty sure you would start one. So to me, starting a business with no business plan, no vision, it's just as dumb. It's a waste of money. Just like how you think buying Jordans is a waste of money. That's a waste of money. If you have an idea, go for it. But I mean, to start a business because you didn't buy Jordans is ridiculous. It's like, what's the point of your business? I don't get it. I used to be on that boat, and the more I think about it, I'm like, you know what? And I don't condone the fights and people getting shot over shoes and shit. I mean, there are some niggas that are completely obsessed with these shoes, and that's all they care about, and they will get violent. But, I mean, those people are just as crazy as people who stomp somebody out on Black Friday over $100 flat-screen TV that right now is probably broken or sitting in the back room not being used. So, or if you've sat in line for 5 hours to get the new iPhone. I don't get it. It's just funny how people are obsessed with how Black people spend their dollars when they really don't even want us in their stores anyway. So it's like, why do you really care where Black people spend their money? And this whole sneaker movement, it's not even, it used to really be a Black thing, but there are white sneakerheads too. Really are. I had quite a few friends who will spend thousands of dollars on guns. You get this AR-15 with all these different grips and sights and fucking aftermarket this, Magpul magazines, and, you know, putting all these straps and fucking glowing sights. It's like you just spent $3,500 on this gun. And you don't even, you go to a range and you shoot paper with it. Yeah. So it's just people waste their money on all types of shit. Yeah, there's people that buy shoes and then they turn around and sell them for three times the price. But if you can make it work for you. I got a friend who does that. He loves shoes. He sells them too. His hobby pays for itself. It's just funny people are obsessed with how Black people spend their money. If you want to buy Jordans, buy Jordans. It's just a fucked up thing with being Black. It's just like, if you dress too nice, it's like, that's all you care about. You know, especially with your kids. If you put too nice of clothes on your kids, people are like, yeah, but can he read though? What about this though? What about the blah, blah, blah? You worry about this, but what about that? There's a possibility you can dress your kids nice and teach them. But I get it. I know the ghetto culture. I grew up in that shit. I know what you're talking about. People, they have to get every single pair, every color. And then you go to their house, they got a fucking mattress on the floor. I get it. But at the end of the day, Why do you really care what those people do with their money? I also have friends that spend hundreds of dollars on Magic cards, but no one cares about that shit. You would never know because you just don't wear Magic cards out to the club. I don't know. So it's just, if you're going to buy Jordans, fucking buy Jordans. Who cares? It's your money. Do what you want to do. People just bitch and complain. We do. And I'll put myself in that. We just bitch and complain about everything. It's like, we're fucking crazy. We don't know what we want. I realized that yesterday. We don't know. We don't know what we want. You hear people bitching about everybody on their cell phones. No one talks anymore. The art of communication is gone. But let somebody try to talk to you at a bench at the mall or on a bus or a train or a plane. You lose your shit. Like, why are these people bothering me? Everybody's got their headphones in and they're looking at the phone. You don't even want people talking to you. I get it if you're just oblivious and you're walking into shit and you're just in the way. But at the end of the day, it's like, don't you want everybody just to mind their business? It's like, why do you care? If you're going to get mad when people talk to you. People bitch about kids not going outside and playing. But you'll have a fit if a baseball or a football went through your window or ended up in your backyard and you got to go out there every half hour to get it. You'll get pissed. Or kids running through your grass. Black people complain about being called nigga, but we call each other nigga and treat each other like niggas. Gay people want to get treated like everybody else, but you can't make fun of them like everybody else. It's like, you want to be part of the group or not? And I'm not speaking for all gay people. I'm just saying, if you're going to be in the fold, you got to get made fun of like everybody else. And I get it. There's a line, but that line is for everybody. You can't just be totally off limits. Gay people do dumb shit too, just like everybody else. You should be able to get made fun of. It has nothing to do with your sexuality. All right? There's gay assholes. There's gay people whose breasts smell like shit. There's gay people who are annoying. You should be able to get talked about like everybody else. It's not fair. I want to make fun of shitty gay people. White people, they get upset. Black people don't work enough. Mexicans are taking too many jobs. Make up your fucking mind. The culture's too PC. You can't say anything anymore. And then you turn around and complain about how people are rude these days. What do you want? To me, being PC and being polite, I don't really see the difference. Like, I saw some video, some woman was like, you just can't have a thought without being, you know, you can't say anything without somebody labeling you. If I want to, I should be able to label somebody if I want to without being, it's just like, do you hear yourself? She basically said she wants to be able to label people without getting labeled. It's just like, so you want to be able to call Mexicans rapists and murderers, but you don't want to get called racist, but you want to call Mexicans rapists and murderers. That blows my mind. I don't get that. We just don't know what we want. We can't win. People tell black people, don't bitch and complain. You know, make your own stuff. If you don't like, you know, if you can't find a job in this industry or you feel like you're not being represented, don't complain and bitch and cry. Go out there and pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Create your own opportunities. I've said this before, and people have. The dude who started BET, and then people bitch about that.
Well, we can't have a white entertainment TV.
It's just like, you're just mad about the name. But this dude didn't bitch and complain about how CBS didn't have enough black people. The dude went out and created his own shit. So what do you want? What do we want? Do we want to talk to people? Do we really want to be treated like everybody else? Do you want minorities to work or not work? Do you want us to create our own opportunities, but we just need to name them something else? That way you can't have this fake outrage. You blame black men for all these issues in the country, for all the crime and stuff. And then when people try to create opportunities to help young black men, to either send them to school or you know, some type of scholarship or mentorship program for young black men, you get pissed off saying, well, how come we can't have an all-white one? You know? The first thing y'all say is how we hold each other down, but as soon as we try to pick each other up, y'all start pulling the race shit. What's up with that? Feminists, you want to be treated with respect because you're a woman, but then again, you don't want to be treated with respect because you're a woman. I don't get it. That makes no sense. We don't know what we want, people. We're fucking confused. We're bored. We won. That's what the issue is. We're bored. We made it to the top of the food chain. We're not worried about eating tomorrow. It's just like now we worried about who's putting their dick where, whose religion is doing what, why people are doing that. It's just like we are completely bored. And now we're just in everybody's fucking business. It's crazy. But that's all I got. I know it's ranty. I know I sound pissed off. I thank you guys again for listening. That's the show. There's a show. I'm out. Peace. See y'all next week. Oh, don't forget, I got the shirts. Go to my Facebook page. Like the shirts. I think I'm going to make a Negro Please Radio Facebook page. I got to. I got to do way more advertising my podcast. So be on the lookout for a Negro Please Radio Facebook page that I'm going to start hosting and posting these on as well. But yeah, check me out on Facebook, and I'm on at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN, on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And the email for the podcast is NegroPleaseRadio@gmail.com. So I'm out. Peace. Thanks.